This is Dabu 7, and believe it or not, we have yet another object, this interstellar object, making its way toward Earth that many are saying could be an alien probe, it could have life, a bunch of different theories surrounding this. But an official report put out, and it's making headlines because, if you recall, the very first interstellar object that came through our neck of the woods was dubbed Oumuamua. That means scout, which is something that you send out in front of the larger army to scout things out before they arrive. This is now the third object, and Oumuamua was long, it was metallic in nature, and it lifted up out of here, picked up speed, and took off out of here when it passed Earth. They don't deny none of this. It's all out there in the open. Now this new object making its way in, dubbed Atlas. They're saying it could potentially be a comet, but seeing where it came from in its trajectory, it's very peculiar. And they're saying that it is not following the line of any other comet, so to speak, if it was going to be a comet, that it starts to fall in line with dropping into the area out of an unknown place. They don't know if it will be hostile. They don't know if it'll be peaceful. You know, none of these things, but it's obvious they've been setting the stage for a grand show. Blue beam, alien invasion, the whole works. Something big is in the offing. And with stories like this continuing to drop, it seems like it's inching closer and closer. Now, I've tracked objects like Comet Elenin, Ison, all those throughout all these years. All kinds of different comets, the Kachinas, people say, potentially in the sky. I've never seen one look like this in the imaging, where it has all of these different colors like this. Never. All we've ever seen is it look like this down here on the bottom right on the black and white images. And when it gets close enough, the comets, so to speak, you could make out the tail off the comets and you can see these from your own backyard with the telescope once they get close enough. This object is going to come right down near Earth to make, I guess, an observance, but when it makes its closest approach, it will be hiding behind the sun. We will not be able to see it. It will strategically and literally be parked behind the sun when it's at its closest approach. So, very odd with all the characteristics here. They're expecting this to show up here later this year. It's moving at an enormous amount of speed, more than 130 miles per hour. This is moving faster than any other object that they've clocked coming in this way. At this point, they're saying, dubbed 3I/Atlas. This is the new, as they call it, interstellar entity that is heading this way. Join me for the live streams where I talk about this in greater detail, going live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Dabu 7. Eyes to the skies.